Watson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 21st of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Eve Atkinson, 17, and I'm from Tavistock in Devon.
And how are you doing today?
I'm good. Bit ill, but pretty good, yeah. I'm missing a day of school and just quite tired, but yeah. Psyched about my time on the plinth.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
It was because I was watching kind of a Sky Arts kind of Sky Anytime program, and it just looked really cool, so I checked it out on the internet and then found out that I could apply. So I did so and just kind of followed it for ages. So, but I found it out on the Sky program, yeah.
So what was it about the project that made you want to get involved?
I just thought, well, what sort of better art than the human body itself? It's, you know, I mean, look at us, we're amazing, as it were. And I just thought there are so many different things and there's so much potential for, like, it's such a great opportunity to see kind of the whole of humanity just on a big kind of plinth. And I just thought it was really kind of incredible idea. So I just thought, hey, I'll check it out. And so glad I got a place. So cool. So cool.
So could you just talk a little bit about yourself, kind of what you're studying, what your interests are?
Well, actually, I am doing my last year of sixth form. I'm in year 13. And I'm studying at the moment English literature, performance studies and Italian. And I'm actually hoping to go to Bristol Uni and study Italian and drama as a joint honours there. So definitely two things that really interest me. I love singing, I love kind of performance in general. I just got Mrs. Johnstone in Blood Brothers auditions and such like. So yeah, I love kind of art in itself, so this is quite relevant to the sort of stuff that I'm really into. I just kind of love general socializing, kind of friends and such like, so yeah.
So how does it make you feel when you're performing?
Oh well, it's kind of like adrenaline that you just can't get from anything else. And just getting up in front of people and knowing that people, like, all the attention is on you, that's definitely one thing I thrive from. And I think just that adrenaline is what makes it so addictive, like when you keep performing. That's definitely what I feel when I'm on stage.
So what things are you doing at the moment, or have you done? What are you kind of really proud of doing?
well, at the moment, as I say, I've just got into Blood Brothers as the main female role, Mrs. Johnstone. So I'm so happy about that. I've been doing singing lessons for ages. I'm working really hard with the drama department. So I'm so glad that kind of all my efforts have been rewarded with this. And that's gonna be in December, so we're gonna be working towards that. It's definitely gonna be something really big and a really big achievement for me. So yeah, I'm really excited. What have I done in the past that I'm really happy about? I think just the fact that I've been like successful in like my exams and I've gone through like stuff that has been really hard, and yet I've got some quite good exam grades. I mean, I got 2 B's and 2 C's for my AS, which I was really happy with considering like the circumstances I was studying under and such like. So it's definitely one of my big achievements, yeah.
So whereabouts were you born? Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in North Yorkshire, but I grew up in in a little village called Milton Abbott, which is near Tavistock in Devon. And I've lived around Tavistock pretty much my whole life, moving from here to there like quite often. Now I'm kind of centred in Tavi, which is really good. But you know, once I lived in a pub, and then there was another time when I lived on a farm, and yeah, I've been living here and there and everywhere, and growing up kind of mainly in the countryside though, so definitely very chilled, kind of beautiful area to live in.
Is this due to your parents moving around?
Well, the first move is from the northeast to down to the southwest was because my dad got a job with West Country Television, so I came down, and then then I lived in the same house for 12 years. But then my parents split up, so we moved to a pub so that my dad could look after me and my brother whilst working, and then we moved elsewhere because the pub, living in pubs is a bad idea, and then we moved to another place. Don't really know why. And then we've moved to Tavistock now because it's a better location. We're trying to get away from kind of this area, like had a bit of a bad experience, so we were just trying to get away from
that
sort of area. Well, I lost my brother to a car accident, which was about a mile away from where I lived, so I had to pass it every day on the bus, and it was just not very nice. That was last year in May, and so we just kind of wanted a fresh start, new place to live, kind of a bit further away from where it happened, and you know, we can still go and kind of visit his grave and things, but you know, it's less kind of in your face, and it's a new start, so it's kind of helped us kind of move on. So that's the main reason why we've moved into Tavistock. It's definitely helpful for kind of school stuff and added on, so yeah, it's good.
So since your parents divorced, have you always lived with your father?
Yeah, I have actually. My mum, well, it's a bit of a kerfuffle. My mum moved up north with the man who she was seeing while they were getting divorced, and we didn't really know who he was, but then she went off for a year. So me and my brother kind of swore allegiance to my dad, and kind of, we didn't want to move schools and all that sort of jazz, so stayed down in the southwest with my dad. And then my brother went and came back and went and came back, just kind of fell out of love with my dad kind of quite often. So I always stuck with my dad. I've always been living with him, despite the fact he's quite difficult to live with. But yeah, although my mum's moved back down now, which is good.
Do you see her often?
Well, yeah, I see her quite often, here and there, and just kind of go for coffees with her, stay with her a couple of times. She only lives like 15 minutes away, so yeah, and just kind of see her every so often. We've definitely got a better relationship now, and yeah, as I say, she's here tonight with her husband, so quite good, and probably see her later, which is quite nice.
Did they get married recently?
They got married a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, so not too recently, but I didn't go to the wedding, I wasn't invited.
Really?
Yeah, not many people were invited, but I was a bit narked. Never mind. Oh dear. But and my dad's got a girlfriend as well, she's lovely. She definitely helped spur on my kind of passion, because she's involved in the theatre. She's a really kind of big part of my life as well, Natasha, I love her. But she's not here tonight, but she's wished me luck, which is cool. So yeah.
So do you think, and you're 17 years old?
Yes, yeah.
Do you think you've had to force yourself to grow up quite quickly?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. I think that's what you could call it, yeah, kind of had to grow up quickly. I kind of reclaimed my youth when I lived kind of in the middle of nowhere, playing out in the woods, jumping over rivers and all that sort of jazz. So kind of, and now I'm just kind of permanently immature, but in an okay way, not in a terribly annoying way. And so I think it kind of backfired that I had to grow up so quickly, but it's good.
So what are your kind of aspirations? What do you want to do with your theatrical studies in Italian?
Well, I definitely want to have a career in acting. Definitely do. And I definitely want to go over to Italy, kind of learn more about myself over there, and be fluent in Italian and just be successful in what I want to do. And I think you can never go hungry with a second tongue, like another language, because there are always jobs around, so hopefully I'll be able to keep the Italian up for the rest of my life and find some hunky chunk of Italian, so.
Italian.
Yeah, man. Definitely.
So do you often go to the theatre?
I go quite often, yeah. And thanks to my dad's girlfriend, Natasha, yeah, she she's a theatre practitioner, so she takes me to the theatre, shows me some really nice, good shows, seen some stuff at the West End, bit of Avenue Q, bit of Zorro, bit of Woman in Black, quite a few shows here. And I just, yeah, I love watching new shows, getting inspiration, and seen so many different styles now. I definitely love to kind of merge them all and make them my own, if you know what I mean.
So just to go back to your hour, what are your kind of hopes, fears, expectations?
I'm hoping that I'll find things to do over the whole hour, and that I won't get to 15 minutes and panic. I had this fear before that it would be empty and I'd just be stood there, but it's not 3 till 4 in the morning, so feeling okay about it, hoping that there'll be quite a nice little crowd.
So can you talk me through exactly what you're planning on doing?
Well, I am raising awareness for UN International Day of Peace by dressing as a peapod, because I've decided to give peas a chance and just promote the whole idea of kind of stopping the kind of war, kind of personal peace and physical peace and all that sort of stuff, all kind of combined into one, just kind of raising awareness of how peace is the better way.
Is this something that you've felt quite strongly about for a while?
Well, I definitely thought it was so cool that it was on my day, that it was International Day of Peace. And I don't think it's been recognised by anyone else, because I thought it would be a really big thing, that everyone would be like, ah, it's International Day of Peace, we're doing our own little thing. But it's not recognised as much as I thought it would be, and as much as I would like it to be. So I read up on it, and it's basically like a ceasefire. It's just stopping kind of the arguments and all that sort of stuff, and I wish that would work for me. The ceasefire hasn't happened today between me and my father. So I definitely think it's good to kind of consider choosing peace before you kind of fire any sort of, yeah.
How would you describe your relationship with your father?
It's very interesting. I do love him. He's a legend, and he's very good to me, and I know that he just wants the best for me. I know he does, and I love him. But he can be a bit of a willy sometimes. We've both got very loud, big personalities, which clash from time to time. We're very quick on the mark to get angry, but at the end of the day, we love each other, and it's all good.
So do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
Well, I'm not really sure. It's made a lot of people keep coming up to me and saying, hey, peapod girl, in the street, because my my friend from my local newspaper did like a picture, and then I did a little article, And so a lot of the people in the local area recognize me now, like a local celebrity. I think that some of the stuff is going on Spotlight as well, so I'm sure people are going to be like, we've had enough of Peapod Girl, send her away. But no, I think it'd be quite cool because it obviously shows that I'm kind of representing the community and just make me feel better about like my community and kind of, and the community will hopefully feel better about me. So it's all wins, really. Yeah, so.
And what would you say is the most important thing in your life at the moment?
I would have to say, probably school. Just getting my grades, getting to a good uni, and just everything within my school, my friends, the play that I'm in, the teachers that I love, and just like my wonderful subjects. I really do love drama and Italian, English literature, but reading some good books for English literature, so cool with that. School is definitely at the centre of my life at the moment.
Thank you so much.
That's no worries.